indeed, everybody, the choir are going to begin our service with what I think you will agree is an extremely appropriate anthem for this evening. Please do be seated as the choir sings.
Praise the Lord.
is what we are going to do. If you look at your service sheets, we have a wonderful hymn of praise. Come on and celebrate. We're going to stand and sing, and let's celebrate as we sing. We have much to celebrate, so let's sing with this. Come on and celebrate. Blessing loos. The number of loos being built in churches around this county at the moment is extremely large, which is really good news for bishops. Yew trees have their uses, but loos are even better. This is the first time I have ever dedicated a cupola. So thank you for giving me this chance. I'm not sure if... Is that the correct name? Correct pronunciation, give or take a bit, but thank you, and it's great here to be here, and I haven't been in this lovely church before, so thank you for giving me a very good reason to be here, and congratulations on the project. Those who had the vision to do it, those who raised and gave the money, which is always rather useful, those who planned, architects and others, those who did the work, and here they all are, lead workers and wood turners and all kinds of people who got the wood up there, and how you squeezed your way around those pillars, I don't know, but you did, and I think they deserve a huge round of applause. To all of you, and tonight we will see something of it in its glory, at least I hope I will manage to do that. It's also lovely to welcome Andrew. Andrew, in a sense you don't need any welcome because you've been doing things in these parishes for a bit, but it was a few weeks ago that Andrew came to see me and I had to give him one of these wonderful bits of paper.
These are kind of like driving licences for the clergy, and they permit them to get going. And I read out to him very solemnly, I do remember, in my study, "Wee Colin William, Bishop Suffragan of Dorchester, hereby license you, Andrew John Barrington Symes, Clerk in Holy Orders, to serve," note this bit, "to serve without stipend." In other words, he's getting no money to do this. "As assistant curate with the title of associate minister, and the benefice of Fifield with Tubney and Kingston Bagpuys in the Archdeaconry of Dorchester within our diocese and jurisdiction." And then you get to the generous bit. "And we grant you our license and dispensation pursuant to the Clergy Ordination and Miscellaneous Provisions Measure 1964 to engage in such trade or calling as we may from time to time approve in writing under our hand." It's a long way of saying that, having told him I'm not going to pay him, he is allowed to go out and earn his own crust, provided I agree, which I do, and the work he does with Anglican Mainstream in supporting churches in many parts of the world is great. So thank you very much for doing that, and we'll bring that element, I'm sure, into the life of these parishes, and that's something we all benefit from. "In testimony whereof, the episcopal seal of the Bishop of Oxford is affixed to these presents, and we have subscribed the same this 30th day of September in the year of our Lord 2014. For the life of me, I can't remember when I actually did it, but I'm sure it was not in or around then. So, Andrew, it's very good to have you on the team here, and thank you very much. So, back to the bells. But let me think, and the cupola, and this church. And in coming here, I was thinking what the role of a church like this is. What's its function? And of course, it's a place where God is worshipped and proclaimed. That's what a church is for. And the bells, your bells, will, I'm sure, continue to do their work. And it's jolly good that you've repaired, well, actually, totally rebuilt the cupola, because otherwise, at some nasty point, I think they would have descended at pace through the roof or done something nasty like that. So it's really good they're up there and able to do their job of calling people to worship and of proclaiming that the church is alive, that people are meeting, that prayer is going on, and encouraging people by the very presence of a bell to serve God. That's part of what a parish church is about. A place to worship and proclaim that the Lord is indeed King. But there's something about a parish church also, and particularly a church that's surrounded by an ancient churchyard like this, that holds the memories of a village. Go back to 1799. I imagine 6 years later, when the news from Trafalgar came through, that they'd have been ringing those bells for all they were worth. And 10 years after that, Waterloo, which we'll celebrate the 200th anniversary of next year, I'm sure again, ringing like mad to proclaim them. And whether it was Victoria's Diamond Jubilee or our own Queen's or whatever it was, bells are rung as vigorously as you can to celebrate great days. They hold the memory of a village. A church does, the bells do. A wedding, again, a time of celebration, a new year. And then their bells too mark the sad times, as you hear a single bell being tolled. You don't know what the event is exactly, but you know you're probably listening to the passing of someone who someone many people have loved. It holds a memory. And bells speak of that. Bells reflect our moods. They reflect the memories. And what you've done in enabling these bells to continue tolling, and for the cupola to be there, is you've given a gift. Having talked to the architect earlier, the hope is this is going to last rather longer than the first version's 200 years. It won't be the water getting in and gradually sapping its life away, thanks to the lead workers and the design. It's not going to do that again. So it should be here for several hundred years to come. So what you've done is to give a gift to grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, great-great-great-grandchildren, and add a few more other greats, but I'll run out of breath if I try to. You've given that gift, and that'll be central and significant for the life of this village, because it holds together its memories. Because it holds together all human life is there, to misquote a former media PR thing. Churches, bells, churchyards, they're about the stuff of human life. And in that way, they reflect the whole character of God. Because God is interested, as of course, in every part of who we are as human beings. The good times and the singularly bad times. Those times when we're filled with joy and those times when we weep. And these buildings hold that for us all. And they remind us of the God encompasses the whole of humanity, the God, and we were reminded of that with the anthem just now, being very much a Christmas anthem. The God who comes to earth doesn't look on from the outside, but the God who in Jesus comes to live among us, to be fully human, to know what it is to share our humanity. Whoever lives, to pray for us himself. That's the God we worship here tonight. Amen.
In a moment, Bishop Owen is going to lead us in the prayer of dedication. But to prepare us for that, we have the anthem, "The Lord Bless You and Keep You," a very prayerful piece of music to prepare us for the prayer to come. So we'll remain seated as the choir sing, "The Lord Bless You and Keep You."
Thank you.
Please would you stand. In the stillness, we give thanks for those who first built this church, for those who gave of their time and money and skills. We give thanks for those who have cared for it in the last 200 years. And we give thanks for those who have cared for it in this generation, especially giving thanks for all those who have worked and raised money and used their abilities to restore and renew the cupola. And we think too of the generations to come after us, for those who will enjoy this gift to them. Father, we thank you that you are the God who delights to give good things. We thank you for this building and for all that it has meant to so many for so many generations and will continue to mean to so many in the years to come. So we dedicate it afresh in your service, dedicating particularly the cupola, the bells, and all that they mean to this village. Lord, bless the work of all that goes on in this place, we pray. For Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen.
And we join in saying the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Now, as we stand, we're going to sing our final hymn, a wonderful hymn of praise and rejoicing, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven.
Oh,
for the final blessing. God give you grace to follow St. Verinus, St. Frideswide, St. John the Baptist, and all his saints, in faith and hope and love. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and all who you love and all who love you, this night and evermore. Amen.